Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. Tonight's musical guests are The Elevens and Addison Falls, and tonight's prescription is truth. Get a second opinion. I'm Christopher Hyman on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You're listening to John Swift, Open Roads, and other songs from his album, Travelogue. And we often share a prayer on The Medicine Show, and tonight our topic is truth. So I thought this prayer would be appropriate again. Dear Lord, I come before you needing help, needing healing. Quiet my soul. Comfort me today. Touch my mind with your healing mercies. Take all confusion and distortions of true reality away from me. Bring me the clarity of mind and the stability of emotions that you have intended for all your children. For I know you have given me a spirit of sound mind. Bring me to my purpose. Lead me into my calling and service to you and my neighbors. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. Not so much to be understood as to understand. Not so much to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight's prescription is truth. Get a second opinion. And a very popular soundbite these days, a lot of people seem to believe to be truth, a trending popular opinion, is that all religions essentially say the same thing. Which is funny, because that's not true. All religions are not the same. All religions do not point to God. All religions do not say that all religions are the same. At the heart of every religion is an uncompromising commitment to a particular way of defining who God is or is not, and accordingly of defining life's purpose. And a lot of people seem to find the idea that one way could be true to be offensive. But if you're looking for truth and reality to get to know God, you can't blame God for being exclusive. Truth cannot be all-inclusive. Truth by definition excludes that which is not true. All religions, plainly and simply, cannot be true. Some beliefs are false, and we know them to be false. So it does no good to put a halo on the notion of tolerance as if everything could be equally true. To deem all beliefs equally true is sheer nonsense. Yet this seems to be part of the new religion of our day. And at a time in our cultural history when the West is looking more like the East, and the East is covertly trying to emulate the West, religions are making a revival, but often as a hybrid of Western marketing techniques and Eastern mythology, a devastating combination of seduction through media and mysticism. A roll your own at home, throw it all into a pot and believe it all, without actually committing to anything kind of thing. And I think a new religion has crept up on us, ambushed us, snuck into our hearts and minds, all the while claiming it is most certainly not a religion. This is a lie. Sometimes religion can be the greatest roadblock to true spirituality. The new spiritualism, ironically, is anything but new. An amalgamation of ancient religions, repackaged and rebranded, mass-marketed by Oprah and Chopra and Tolle, and all sorts of other false gurus, teachers, and leaders. You know, the religion of it's all good, it's all true, follow your bliss, speak your truth. Here's some verses from the Bible to support our beliefs, but don't believe the Bible, it's just a corrupt document of political control. Don't believe any book that was written by mere humans, but buy my new book. And here's Jesus, and he was a really good guy, but he wasn't God, and actually, I know deep, hidden, secret meanings of what he really meant. You are God. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You don't need to follow anyone, except me. Buy my new book. So there's many ways to become lost and deceived in our world today, in our era of mass-marketed spirituality, evangelical atheism, intellectual nihilism. At a time where we can clearly see the failings of organized religions, a time where many of us have even been wounded by religions and their adherents. But every religion comes with its abuses and pains. I have experienced firsthand and understand the pains of this new universalist spirituality and where it ultimately leads. I've experienced the damage and the hurts of critical thinking for the sake of critical thinking. There's no truth in deconstructing everything to a nihilistic degree, just ruthlessness, hopelessness, and despair. So why Jesus? It is simply this. No amount of moral capacity can get us back into a right relationship with God. There is no spiritual technique, meditation exercise, that we can use to bring us closer to God. In the gospel story, God comes to us. The message of Christ was not the introduction of an organized religion, but an introduction to truth about reality as God alone knows it. To deny Jesus' message while pursuing spirituality is to conjure an imaginary religion in an attempt to see heaven while sight is confined to the earth. Now, the Christian faith, simply stated, reminds us that our fundamental problem is not moral. Rather, our fundamental problem is spiritual. It is not just that we are immoral, but that a moral life alone cannot bridge what separates us from God. Herein lies the key difference between the moralizing religions and Jesus' offer to us. Man is not just unethical, he is lost and dead. The biggest difference between Jesus and ethical moral teachers who have been deified by man is that these moral teachers came to make bad people good. Jesus came to make dead people live. In my experience, I have found truth in the Bible and in the person of Jesus, in the gospel story. I have found new life walking with Jesus. Not only do I believe the Bible is true, but I believe it is the only text that can be called authoritative on life, the only story that can put into context all of human history and human nature, and the best story to shape our lives around. And I came to these conclusions not because I was told it was true, but because I was willing to subject the Bible to the severest analysis and came out knowing that it can survive the blade of the skeptic, better than any other narrative of faith that we as humans shape our lives around. The gospel story is the grand story of God, the ultimate love story, the drama of redemption meticulously unfolded by 40 authors throughout 66 books across a period of about 2,000 years. The gospel story is where evil, justice, love, and forgiveness converge in one moment of history on the hill of Calvary. The gospel story in a nutshell is that we are more sinful than we ever dare imagine and more loved and accepted by Jesus than we ever dare hope. Now, is Jesus just a good man, a great teacher, as people like Eckhart Tolle claim? Do these gurus know what they're talking about when they quote Jesus to justify their religious doctrine? In Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis raises the famous argument, liar, lunatic, or Lord. I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic, on the level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. Now, it seems to me obvious that he was either a lunatic. He was neither a lunatic nor a fiend, and consequently, however strange or terrifying or unlikely it may seem, I have to accept the view that he was and is God. And also in a 1950 essay, What Are We to Make of Jesus?, C.S. Lewis works through some of Jesus' startling claims about himself in Scripture, repeating his insistence that you can't conclude that he was simply a great moral teacher. We may note in passing that he was never regarded as a mere moral teacher. He did not produce that effect on any of the people who actually met him. He produced mainly three effects: hatred, terror, and adoration. There was no trace of people expressing mild approval. Now, I'm no expert, but in my experience, Jesus is who he claims to be, the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him, and the truth shall set you free. But feel free to seek a second opinion. So here's the Postal Service with Clark Gable on The Medicine Show, and we'll be right back with the 11s live in the studio.
Sure.
Back in the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was the Postal Service. And we have an announcement coming up tomorrow at Davy and Butte downtown is the We Arts Art Market. It's the last one of the season. It's from 12 till 6. There will be some live music and some artist vendors. I was there last week, and the art was incredible. It's really top-notch there now. So if you can, go out and check that out, 12 to 6 at Davy and Butte tomorrow, the We Arts Art Market. And now we have the 11s in the studio. We have Mike Kostya, Arik Dix, Troy Giffen, and Brennan Buglioni.
Buglioni. What's up?
Buglioni.
Put the Italian accent on the wrong name.
I did. I put the arrow to the wrong name, your first name there. So all four members attended Port Moody Secondary School and took the Rock School program there. Both Brennan and Arik enrolled in Selkirk College's contemporary music program after high school. And Mike and Troy started their first band when they were 14, and they played together for several years before Troy joined Arik on a new project. Brennan joined soon after, and once Mike was brought back into the fold in early 2013, the lineup was set. So you guys have been a band for like 3 years now.
Yeah. The current lineup. Me and Arik for, what, 6 years now? 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2011, so.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Right on.
Been a while.
That's some pretty
high school for you guys, right? Pretty much.
Some pretty good longevity there for sure.
Yeah.
Playing lots of gigs, lots of places, traveled far or
we haven't traveled too far. What's the furthest we've traveled? Abbotsford?
Abbotsford. That's far.
Yeah,
that's really far.
It's far enough. I had a broken back in the car, so it made it feel a little bit further.
Not broken.
Just poor form on squats and I paid for it the next day, so that's the way it goes.
That's terrible, but
we'll get you.
Not as bad as a broken back. Right on. you guys want to play a song for us?
Yeah, why not?
Cool. So we have the 11s live on the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9, live streaming on CITR.ca.
Go down. I've been waiting so long. perfect fight. Now, before the lights go down. Ooh. Yeah, oh, oh.
Evans on the Medicine Show. Right on. It's a great song.
Thank you.
So you guys got any funny band stories?
Eric wants to take this one.
We do have one funny story. We played for the Vancouver Rock and Roll Marathon a couple years back.
Which, if you don't know that what that is, that's a marathon, but you have bands set up on stages every half K or so.
Yeah.
So basically, the runners run by and they get, you know, 10 or 12 different bands. Only problem is we were on, like, one of the last stages, and we were one of the last bands to go up. So
by the time we'd gotten on, there was pretty much no runners left. So we got up, and no one was running by, and the engineer asked us, do you guys still want to play? We said, yeah, I guess we'll play. And right at that moment, the septic truck pulled up and started pulling the, refuse out of the
refuse box.
The outhouses.
I like the PG said, version you're doing there. That's great.
Yeah, and so he said, good job, boys. You're playing for the shit truck.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. We tried. You got to keep the punchline dirty. It's the only way.
All right. Well, we're going to cut to a quick commercial here, and we'll have more of the Elevens live in the studio when we come back.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Yeah.
Blevins on the Medicine Show. Right on. What was that one about?
That one we're calling Afterglow right now.
Cool.
All our songs seem to take weird turns with the song name. They all just have weird incarnations to start with. What was this one called originally?
Coup d'etat.
Coup d'etat.
K-U-D-A-T-A-H. Coup d'etat.
That's not how it's spelled. No.
We don't, yeah.
On a message board, I think we saw someone spell it like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Ah, I see.
That's how we decided. Good.
Why not? Yeah. Inspiration comes from weird places.
We're paying homage.
I think it's homage. It's homage. Pronounced
it's homage.
Yeah.
We're paying hummus to the people that...
Hummus, yeah. Did you guys bring any snacks?
No, I wish.
Kind of hungry. What's like the...
You said no food or drink, Chris. I don't know what we're supposed to do here.
Yeah, conflicting messages, right? A little bit of cognitive dissonance. Yeah. It's good medicine. Good medicine. What's the weirdest food you guys ever ate at a gig?
A gig.
Or the best food?
I don't think we've eaten anything weird. Pretty much just like your regular fare. Western burgers and fries. Unless you guys have something.
I mean... Like, there's the wings. There's the classic wings. That's not really weird, though. That's just more of just poor judgment.
Yeah, it's weird. It's Showtime food.
Yeah.
I think in a different context, it's okay.
I mean, I don't have Showtime. I mean, we ate alligator when we went to Australia.
That was, alligator?
Yeah, in, like, a meat pie.
Did it taste like chicken?
Like alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have any weird gig food experiences, but I have had frog legs. Those are pretty good. I don't know if you guys have eaten those.
It tastes like chicken?
Yeah, like literally, yeah, for sure, they totally do.
Finally, we landed on one that tastes like chicken.
Okay, you guys want to play another song?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, so this one is off of our previously released EP. That EP is called Strides.
Strides EP.
This song is called Field of View. You can check it out on our SoundCloud.
And the album is available for purchase on your website.
The-11s.com. Absolutely, thank you.
And that's the words spelled out, not the numbers.
Correct. The dash 11s, words, full words.
There you go.
All right. So this is Field of View.
Pushing my limits and pulling down. Take me away with you. I'm pushing down. Yeah. I'm looking through the waves. When you held my wounded hand, leaned me to restrain. I'm pushing down. I'm pushing daisies and I'm pushing down. All daisies and pulling down. Take me away with you. I'll push it down. Little daisies, oh, what must I do? Thank you.
All right. The 11s on the Medicine Show, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That's great, guys. Do you have any upcoming gigs? You're working on an album right now, right?
Yeah, right now we've been like totally shacked up in the studio working on the album. So no gigs booked as of yet. Promoters, take note. No, we're just working on getting this album finished up as good as possible. And then from there, I mean, we just want to play as many shows as possible. We want to be all over the place.
I think once our album's out, you can expect to hear an album release party.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing that, but it's not in the works yet. But we'll definitely be doing one.
Probably by early next
year. Yeah, I think like November or at the earliest December area. We don't want to rush the album. We want to make sure it's really good. So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We're going all out with this one. So, you know, we went all out on the album name. It's just self-titled. You know, we wanted to be real simple with it. The 11s, we got 11 songs. It's all coming together, you know.
Now, is the album cover completely black?
No. We've got...
There's a clock on.
There's a clock on. Because if it's
guess what the time is.
12 o'clock?
You're good at this.
So if it's a self-titled album, it's got to be like just one color, right?
I mean, it's a black background.
Okay.
As of right now.
And the question is, how much more black can it get? The answer is none more. None more black. Huh?
I know the reference, but I lost it.
All right.
Where was it?
Yeah, the Spinal Tap.
Oh, man.
Okay, yeah.
That's shameful.
No.
That's shameful.
No.
Poor guys. Oh, God.
Shake your head.
Lost all credibility.
Not at all.
Rewind.
That's a good movie not to be basing your lives around. You guys want to play one more song?
Sure.
Yep.
Let's do it.
We do have one more. This one is called Love and Pain.
All right, let's hear it. The 11s on the Medicine Show, CITR.ca, 101.9 FM.
From
All right. That was the Elevens with Love and Pain on The Medicine Show. Thanks so much for coming into the studio, guys.
Thank you.
Before you left, did you you want to weigh in on our opening, the opening monologue there? What do you think about truth? Is it just whatever you make of it? Thoughts, comments?
I want to be careful. I don't want to insult any people. Obviously, not speaking to you specifically. I think it's interesting. I think people will, a lot of the time, just kind of confirm their own biases however they want to, whatever angle they want to see the world, they can these days, you know what I mean? You can really feed into your own kind of worldview. You can find a pocket of people who are going to agree with you no matter what, and you can just kind of roll with that as long as you want. You can just kind of close your eyes to any outside opinions.
So it's kind of like people shape their lives around stories, and they're just kind of picking what story.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that about religion, like, in a blanket sense. I think religion's beautiful in terms of giving you a standard that you can, like, an objective standard, you know what I mean? Like a high mark that you can shoot for.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm finishing. I'm kind of rambling a bit, but I think it was interesting what you brought up in terms of, there's every truth is an equal truth. That's no good. You have to argue an idea at its merits, I think so.
Yeah, because truth will exclude things that aren't true. And if I say, well, you know, the sky's blue today, and you go, well, no, it's kind of pink and the moon's black, hey, you know, like, one of us can't be right.
Yeah.
One of us has got to be wrong. It's a very offensive kind of thing these days, though, to say that, well, there's exclusiveness in truth, right? And everybody wants to say, oh, no, it's very diplomatic, very politically correct thing. You can't, you know, everybody could just believe what they want to believe.
Yeah. As long
as you don't claim it's true.
Yeah, what you said about the kind of the new age religion centered around you're the best.
Yeah.
A lot of people are kind of skewing that way, I think.
It's pretty rampant. And it's the religion of it's not a religion. Mm-hmm. It's the religion of, oh, we're smarter than our parents and the people that came before us. Now we're more enlightened, and this is our. But it's not a religion. But yeah,
I think it's important to keep an open mind, even within religions themselves. People tend to disagree with each other, so it is hard sometimes to find. You know, you could talk to one holy man of one religion, and he will disagree with the other, and so it's tricky to know. And I think everyone sort of has to find their own truth in things, if you will. And I think it's okay that people have different ideas. Whether or not they're all correct is besides the point. It's okay for people to have different ideas and express them, and that's how we grow and learn. By sharing the ideas and finding out what's best, and yeah,
for sure. Based on the more perspectives you can gain from learning more, just from different people or different religions, different backgrounds, anything really, you just kind of you can kind of attain that higher sense. You're never kind of I don't know where I'm going with this either. You more you learn, you do, right?
That would be the new
rhythm
spirit.
Section isn't supposed to talk.
That would be the it's a silent drummer. You haven't seen Spinal Tap or what is that? Almost Famous. I think that was the new spiritual direction there.
Yeah, for sure.
We're all basically Ubermensch, you know. Jesus was a fine example of what we can all attain if we just pull up ourselves up by our bootstraps and, you know, be really, really good to each other. I disagree with that particular point of view, but that's just me. All right, well, thanks so much for coming on the show, guys. We got some commercials to flip to, and then we're going to have Addison Falls live in the studio. So that was The Elevens. You can check them out at the-elevens.com. They're on SoundCloud as well. And Mike Kostya has some originals of his own on SoundCloud as well at Mike Kostya, Costya. That's pretty cool. And when we put out the podcast of this episode, we'll have a bunch of web links to their stuff as well.
On Facebook, YouTube, all the stuff as well. Instagram, Twitter, I think, as well.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang, yeah.
And Snapchat and No, I'm just
not
kidding.
Snapchat.
Not no band Snapchat as of
and
yet.
Their phone numbers and email addresses.
Personal emails, postal codes.
Oh wait, we're not supposed to put that up? Okay.
It turns into the Eric Andre show.
All right, guys, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Tune in every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. with your host, Jed, as he starts off with some serene, chill tracks at the beginning and slowly builds to the insanest face melters of all time. Crescendo will take you on a musical magic carpet ride that you couldn't imagine in your wildest dreams.
Took my bags, Illinois, dreamt the lake, took my boy. Man of steel, man of heart, turn your ear to my part. There are things you have said, raise the boat and raise the dead. If you take us away, still we can say.
Oh, we are steel. If he had hands.
we're back on the Medicine Show. That was Sufjan Stevens with The Man of Metropolis Steals Our Hearts. And now we have Addison Falls in the studio.
Hello.
With friend Natasha. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
It's a pleasure and an honor. I'm so glad you guys could make it. We did your world premiere of your Messy EP.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was so exciting.
About a month ago, yeah?
Yeah.
I couldn't make it out to your CD release party, but I bought your CD on iTunes that day.
Oh, sweet.
And I was like, you know what? I could just play this on the air, so hey. And now my four-year-old loves The Beat of My Heart.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
It's like her favorite song, and she's like, turn that up.
It's a little dance beat, you know, gets you grooving. I'm honored.
It.
That's awesome.
She likes it a lot. So yeah, it's great that you're here. Oh, I guess I should, you know, do your whole intro and stuff, eh? So Addison Falls is a self-produced contemporary singer-songwriter born in Fresno, California. Addison lived a gypsy-like life and allowed her unique perspective to lead her music. Currently working on her debut EP, Messy, Falls hopes that one day it will switch and her music will lead her around the world.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Natasha Tunacliffe grew up in Vancouver, currently living in Ladner, where she works with children and youth. In her free time, she enjoys drinking good coffee with friends and creating music. Her hope with her music is that it would connect with people who hear it and that lives would be changed by the stories that are told through the songs she sings. I like that.
That's deep. That's real deep.
It's like very deep.
Very deep. I love stories and songs.
Yeah.
Like, those are the best songs, right?
Yeah. They leave the most impact, I think, you know?
Yeah. One of my favorites is a Soul Asylum song called String of Pearls. And it's not exactly a story. It's almost like a whole bunch of disconnected things that happen, but it's connected by this beginning event, and then it kind of brings it all back around.
Mm-hmm.
And I love
kind of stringing together pieces of different... Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's like, you know, all metaphorical and everything, right? Mm-hmm. Where a string of pearls breaks and then the pearl bounces along and then it all gets back to the owner who lost the pearl off the necklace or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a Seinfeld episode or something.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, something deep like that. Yeah,
something
sure,
really
for
deep
sure,
like
sure.
Seinfeld. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So do you have some songs that have stories in them to share with us tonight?
Yes, we do.
Would you like to play one?
Yes, I'd like to.
Okay, well then go for it.
Okay, the first one's called Beat of My Heart.
Oh, no way.
I know, right? It works out really well.
I just mentioned that.
I know, it was like meant to be or something.
It's like one of those story songs.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Here's Beat of My Heart.
Addison Falls on The Medicine Show.
I try to run, 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 run.
beat of my heart. And every time we meet, feel a spark. And I try to run, as fast as I can. It's no use, I got no proof, you are my man, you're my man. So you're my man,
you're my man.
All right, Addison Falls on The Medicine Show. Well, it's even better in person. That's a great song.
Thanks.
Right on.
You're going to have to show your four-year-old now.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'll play it for her tomorrow.
Awesome.
Be like, check this out.
Yeah.
Yep. On the radio.
Yeah.
So what do you think about all that stuff we were talking about there at the start? What do you think about truth? What do you think about all the religions being the same or not?
We were talking about this actually when we were waiting outside before we came in.
Yeah.
Natasha had a lot of really interesting things to say.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, well, I think it's definitely interesting when you think about, you know, the search for truth. Like, I think, you know, you were even saying this earlier, when you think about truth, you can't fully know truth unless you're willing to say that truth kind of cancels out other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with there being truth, immediately there becomes a lot of things that aren't true. And so... yeah, that for me has been a little bit of a journey, recognizing that the things that I kind of believe in or say are true to me also create, difference in other areas of my life where that I'm saying there's a whole bunch of things that aren't true for me. So kind of like every yes I'm saying is, you know, there's multiple no's as well.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I think for people, it's really easy at times to say, well, what's true for me is true for me, and what's true for you is true for you. But then at the end of the day, you know, truth is a belief in a specific thing and saying no to a set of specific things as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be, I guess, confrontational in a way to say, you know, this is the truth. Because I guess at times it can seem like that's a bit of an attack to other people, because truth is really personal.
Mm-hmm.
And so... when you begin to say something's true for you and it's not what the other person's believing isn't true for them, that's personal for people and can be a bit tricky.
Can be perceived as antagonistic.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be. And so I think I probably take more of a position of the journey that it took me to get to what I believe and what are my kind of truths.
Mm.
And
yeah, I think if you're just shouting from the mountaintops what you think is true, and you can't have respect for other people's beliefs and what they believe is true, and if you can't walk them through your journey and kind of bring them along, maybe some of the turns you've made to arrive at those truths, it's not going to be as effective, I don't think. You're not going to really reach people unless you can say, I've hurt the way you hurt, and I've suffered and struggled and agonized over the same kinds of things. I've had the same existential crises. I've been there.
Yeah.
It's when you can really empathize, when you can really say you understand other people's sorrows, that you can actually say, but I've found something that shines light in those struggles or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's powerful too, because when people use truth kind of outside of relationship or empathy with others, it can be quite damaging. So I think it has to be done alongside that attitude of, here's how I've come to these things, here's what I've kind of walked through. And I think when people share those things, there's you know, mutual experiences or shared experiences that bond us together. So
totally. Yeah, and that's what's so interesting to me about this whole new age of new spirituality, is that is something that I can tell people, hey, I've been through that. I've walked through that. It's not good. I can tell you. You want the stories? I'll give you the stories. You can call in right now and I'll give you some of those stories. No one's calling. Okay, you want to play another song?
We'd love to play another song. Right. We're going to do a new one. Actually, this one is a newer song for us, and it's called God of My Soul.
Right.
So
on.
We're gonna try it out for you guys.
Fantastic.
Here, you know,
okay. Like a world, another world premiere.
Yeah,
here?
Just hear it for you. You know.
Wow.
You know.
Because I'm sure no one else is actually listening. You know,
no. So.
Only like 2 million people.
Yeah. Shout out to the one. You know.
Right on. So what was this called? God of My Soul.
God of My Soul.
Addison Falls on the Medicine Show.
Can't stop this, I think it's the end. But why do I do this? I always seem to fall. Will you catch me? Will you hear me when I call? Will you catch me? Will you hear me? God of my soul, please take all control, because I realize now I can't do it. I need to know that there is something more than what I am living for. God of my soul, please take all control, because I realize now I can't do it. I need to know that there is something more than what I am living for. So voices stirring, I am yearning for home. It drives me crazy, it makes me feel alone. Every piece of me can't seem to stop. 'Cause you make me believe I'm everything I'm not. Yeah, you make me believe I'm everything I'm not. God, I'm so please take our control, because I realize now I can't do.
All right, Addison Falls and the Medicine Show. And that was Natasha singing,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Natasha, she's leading us off.
So your band name, though, is Addison Falls? Or?
Well, that's my name, and I have an EP under that name. But here's the little bit, and here it gets messy. Oh, not to plug anything, but...
Oh, look what you did there. Look what you did there.
Sing. We've been actually playing together for a few years, quite a few years. And we've gone through some band evolutions. And now we are back together again. And now we have a drummer too, but he's not here tonight.
Right.
He's, you know, sleeping because, you know, obviously.
Because he has sense.
Yeah.
Sensible.
Yeah. So we're working on some music together.
Right on. But you call yourselves Addison Falls. Floated any other names?
For now, we're looking at the name. So coming up with band names is a little more challenging than you think. But I think we're thinking along the lines of Mystic.
Yeah, I see that here.
Yeah.
So that's what, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Kind
Mystic.
Of, yeah, kind of stirs the pot a little.
Sure.
People wonder, you know?
Are you going to do like an Eastern influenced album then?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, just like, yeah. Just it's a whole new sound for us, Chris.
It could be good. That could be
that's
good.
That's one direction to go.
Okay, we got to do a station acknowledgement. We'll be right back with Addison Falls.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're back. That was fast. On the Medicine Show, Addison Falls, Natasha Tunnicliffe. Tunnicliffe? Tunnicliffe.
Tunnicliffe.
Tunnicliffe?
Tunnicliffe.
Tunnicliffe. Okay.
It's a weird
it's
name.
It's hard to spell. It's hard to pronounce.
This is a long-standing tradition on the Medicine Show, having difficulty pronouncing people's names.
Yeah.
But it's cool. We're getting to know each other. It's very neat stuff. Well, that's only partially true. I should know your names by now. I mean, we've done a few.
Last names are hard, though. You know? We know you.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a couple events together. That was kind of fun.
Some really cool, stuff in Vancouver. It was awesome.
Car Free Day in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
It was pouring. One of the fun parts of that day was definitely, like, seeing people like poke the puddles of their tents and just like instant waterfall and just like, oh, don't get me, please don't get me.
And don't electrocute us.
I chose to wear sandals that day and I just was like out in the puddles in sandals, just living it up. It was great.
Yeah. We were wrapped all our electrical wires around the metal tent poles in the rain. It was perfect.
Kosher. That's really great. Yeah, exactly.
At all. It was great. Yeah, and this past Saturday we had an art market where it monsooned again and we were setting up tents and PA systems in the rain again. It was solid.
You just like to live life on the edge a little, hey?
Living on the edge, as Aerosmith would say. Yeah, and that Summer Sounds thing was pretty cool.
That was so fun.
We're going to do that again.
Okay.
And I hope you'll come back.
100%.
Because that's going to be really awesome. We're going to do that probably at least once a year.
Maybe. Yeah, people loved it, too. People were so excited about it, like bringing the community together.
Yeah.
It was so great.
Yeah. You know, music.
Yeah, 100%.
Nice day. Couldn't ask for anything more. All right, well, let's hear another song.
Okay.
What do you got?
This one's called Lovesick. It's also another newer one. So
okay.
Here we go.
Can't see stars coming. It's most of my life I've been running from, letting myself be known, leaving my heart exposed. Don't know what I can say, but you become my safe if I let you in. Underneath my skin, give you a place. Turns out I never knew what love was before. Turns out I had no clue till you walked through the door.
And I learned I can't lose this. You make me lovesick, caught in the midst of this, letting my heart risk. 'Cause you are the one I adore, cries out for more. My heart is yours. A million emotions and then this ocean, it draws me closer to the weight of the sea. Touching your skin, I'm arriving. A laying down lover, it won't complete. Turns out I never knew what love was before. Turns out I had no clue till you walked through the door. You make me lovesick, caught in the midst of this, letting my heart rest. 'Cause you are the one I adore, the one I've been waiting for, and every piece cries out for more. My heart is yours. Then it's you whose touch I crave. Not give every last piece of me to stay. Then it's you whose touch I crave, and I'd give every last piece of me to stay. Turns out I never knew what love was before. Turns out I had no clue till you walk through the door.
All right. Addison and Natasha, potentially mystic.
Yeah.
On the Medicine Show on 101.9 FM. That'd be a good name.
Yeah. It seems kinda like up our alley.
Yeah, right on. So you got some gigs coming up, Acoustic Emporium.
Yes, in October 28th. Chilliwack. So I'm from far away, but in Chilliwack we're opening for a band. So we're gonna play five songs or something like that on October 28th.
Very cool.
At 7 PM.
In the Whack.
In the Wickety Whack. Yeah.
The Wickety Whack. I like that.
That's pretty far away.
It is kind of far.
Yes.
But people listen to the show from far and wide, so
yeah, so maybe the Wickety Whack people are listening, you know?
So I know when I saw you at the kitchen table the first time, you said that you had written so many songs.
I have, yeah.
What's like one of the coolest stories that goes behind one of those songs?
Well, probably the one that I'm going to sing next.
No way.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, we did not plan that.
We didn't plan it. That's why I was like shocked by it. Yeah, you know? So should I tell? Okay, I'll tell it.
Yeah, for sure.
So this next song is called Bullet Train.
Nice.
Yeah, and so I was thinking about kind of about love and what love looks like in relationship. And so I was talking with one of my best friends from a really long time, and he lives far away. And so we were talking on the phone, and he made some really poor choices in his life and felt really guilty, kind of carrying this like heaviness. And he started dating this girl or pursuing her, and she had made pretty good choices. And so he felt like I wanted to do better. But then he told me, man, she just kept loving me through it. She kept pursuing me. Even every time I tried to go away, she kept going after me. And so I wrote this song called Bullet Train. And it's about that kind of pursuing love. So
neat.
Yeah.
Those are the best stories.
They are the best.
All right. Addison Falls and the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9. We're also live streaming on CITR.ca.
Okay, here we go. This is Bullet Train. I thought I had
sometimes bullet train heading free. And you told me that you never stop loving me. And when everything in my life had all gone down, you were the one who turned me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. But something had broken inside.
Addison Falls with Bullet Train on the Medicine Show. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate
it. Yeah.
That was fun.
Super fun.
Well, I think we'll listen to a couple commercials, and I'll see you guys out, and we will be right back on the Medicine Show.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Every Friday night from 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land. Tune in next week. We'll have some more live music. I believe we will have Eddie Lamb here. And hopefully we'll share some insight too. I'm Christopher Heinemann. Let's give thanks. Thank you to the Maker. Thank you to our guests tonight, The Elevens and Addison Falls. Thank you to my wife, my daughters, my parents, my brothers and sisters, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. May the blessing of light be on you, light without and light within. May the blessed sunlight shine on you like a great peat fire so that stranger and friend may come and warm himself at it. And may light shine out of the two eyes of you like a candle set in the window of a house, bidding the wanderer come in out of the storm. And may the blessing of the rain be on you. May it beat upon your spirit and wash it fair and clean, and leave there a shining pool where the blue of heaven shines and sometimes a star. And may the blessing of the earth be on you, soft under your feet as you pass along the roads, soft under you as you lie out on it, tired at the end of the day, and may it rest easy over you when at last you lie out under it. May it rest so lightly over you that your soul may be out from under it quickly, up and off and on its way to God. And may the Lord bless you and bless you kindly. Amen. So please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. And coming up next, we have The Late Show with DJ Ray. We're going to leave you with another song from Addison Falls called Where's the Line from her messy EP on The Medicine Show. Good night. Thank you.